8. He sold himself short. But he found there was a higher power that had more faith in him than he had in himself. Thus, A.A. was born in Chicago.
I grew up in a small town outside Akron, Ohio, where the life was typical of any average small town. I was very much interested in athletics, and because of this and parental influence, I didn't drink or smoke in either grade or high school. All of this changed when I went to college. I had to adapt to new associations and associates, and it seemed to be the smart thing to drink and smoke. I confined drinking to weekends and drank normally in college and for several years thereafter. After I left school, I went to work in Akron, living at home with my parents. Home life was again a restraining influence. When I drank, I hid it from my folks out of respect for their feelings. This continued until I was 27. Then I started traveling with the United States and Canada as my territory, and with so much freedom and with an unlimited expense account. I was soon drinking every night and kidding myself that it was all part of the job. I know now that 60% of the time I drank alone, without benefit of customers. In 1930, I moved to Chicago. Shortly thereafter, aided by the Depression, I found that I had a great